Okay, it looks like it's about 9 o'clock. Well, I got about 9:03 on Friday morning, November the 20th, so we're ready to get going with the Salary Commission meeting. I believe for the record, we need to take a quick roll. As I call your name, if you would raise your hand, say here. Make sure we have enough for a quorum. Carol Davis. Helen Suti.
Here.
Donna Neely.
Here.
Rick Finley.
Here.
Danny Strahan.
Here.
Jane Strahan.
Here.
Chuck Pennell.
Here.
Jim Strothis. Robert Dixon.
Here.
Kevin Tweedy. Jeff Merrill.
Here.
Jimmy Russell.
Here.
So I believe the record will reflect that we have 9 here. And that would be enough for a quorum. As I understand the statute, I am to be the temporary chairman of this until you all nominate your committee person. Do I have any nominations? For the chairperson?
I nominate Jane Strahan.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Looks like the record's going to reflect that we have enough. Do we have to count on that? Okay. We have enough to nominate him as our chairperson. Well, I think my obligations for this is done, and I turn it over to James.
Brendan?
I think by statute, the next step is to give a financial report of the county before we proceed.
And if the record would reflect that Sheila Wyatt walked in.
Okay. Our assessed valuation for real estate is $811,712,842. Personal property, $151,645,419. Railroad utility, $24,636,606, for a total assessed valuation of $987,994,867. That puts us in the, pursuant to 50.343.1, puts the newly elected officials into a $53,000 salary for incoming elected officials for next year. The sales tax, which is what our salaries come from, is currently at $352,558.97, lower than it was in 2008 at this time. Yes, sir.
Is that the, you said the 53,000 range, is that the same range as what it was?
Currently, elected officials last term went to 53,000. So anybody taking term this time will go to 53. Any other questions on the financial report?
Yes. Then under your observation, you can say that the county is in good financial standing at this point. I think that's what the statutes require.
Yes.
Okay.
Could I just ask if anybody makes a motion to set any salaries? I have the language here to go by, and I'll hand it to whoever wants to make that motion.
Let the record reflect that the financial has showed good standing for Taney County, and let the record reflect that Carol Davis has joined us. Now, if everyone would mind, would or wouldn't mind, to go through the minutes. Is this minutes? Here in a, I'll give you a little bit of time, and then I'd entertain a motion to approve or disapprove of the meeting of November 9th, 2007. Okay, you're done. No.
Johnson.
At this point, does anyone see any corrections, or do I have a motion to accept the minutes as written?
I'll make a motion to accept as written. Second.
I have a motion by Jimmy Russell and a second by Danny Strahan to accept the minutes as written. All in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, now that we're, I suppose, officially in session, I would like to make a motion right off the start to recess till December 14th at 1 p.m. as required by statute to meet prior to December 15th to see if we get any resolve from the court on what we are to do. I don't believe we should be, if we've made a mistake, I don't believe we should be making the same mistake that we made. If we were correct, I feel like it would make it more important to be correct as the Court of Appeals brings their decision in. But if that's my motion to recess till December 14th at 1 p.m., which is still under law.
Second.
Open for discussion.
Okay. Bob was busy with me in the office, that it would be nice if the decision I assume you're talking about would come down. Is this significant to you, Bob?
Sit good. I mean, what's legal is in subparagraph 5, it says that in every county, the Salary Commission shall meet at least once before November 30th of each odd-numbered year. The Salary Commission may meet as many times as it deems necessary and may meet after November 30th and prior to December 15th of any odd-numbered year if the Commission has met at least once prior to November 30th of that year. So it would seem to be legal under subsection 5 of 50.333.
Is there any hope that the appeals court will come in with a decision by then?
Don't know. It's been 2 months since oral argument. That's a long time. The decision could come down. It may have already come down today, or it might not come down till January. Who knows?
It's just under the law, and I thought if we had that with us to make our decision, then, you know, it would be that much more beneficial to us on making our decision.
Well, unless I'm incorrect, and Bob would probably be the one to tell me that, we have to make our motions in a certain format. And to give you an example, the Salary Commission reports that there shall be no increase in compensation, an increase of X percentage, a decrease of X percentage, or county officers shall set a specific percent of the maximum allowable compensation. So, and this is right out of the statute. So.
And that is in substantially the form that it should be in. That's what it says, I believe. And we did not set it according to the strict absolute wording of this the last time. And there's a reason when it says the percent of the maximum allowable compensation. Earlier in the statute, there's a provision that says that. However, for any county in which all offices and officers' salaries have been set at 100% of the maximum allowable compensation, the commission may vote to increase the compensation of county officers or offices at that or any subsequent meeting of the Salary Commission without regard to any law or maximum limitation established by law. So really, there is no 100% maximum allowable compensation, because that has no meaning once you say that you can go above that. So what we did the last time was say that we set it at 100% of the schedule. I think
that's not the Cheney County Commission, that's our salary commission. They can make that decision to set it higher or lower.
Yes,
that's what the statute says. I don't know what the interpretation of that would be. I mean, but that is what I just read from the statute. I mean,
there's a lot of counties that the salary commission sits a little higher than 100%.
And lower. Counties that say at 87.
Believe me, these statutes are confusing. They need to be interpreted. But it does say that. I just read what it says, and it says.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it was clear for the record.
That's the only reason I made my motion. If the decision would come, they're going to clarify a little bit of the language, I believe. I can't see them waiting 2 months for yes or no. They're going to clarify some language for us in this statute. I'd like for that shot to be given before we do something, and that's why I made the motion.
Do we need a roll call?
I think it doesn't say roll call vote, but you need to record the vote, I think is what it says. Let me look.
On a motion to recess?
I'm looking real quick. I'm not finding it real quick, but I mean...
I'm going to call a vote as the majority, and if you find something on roll call. All in favor of recessing till December 14th at 1 p.m., say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing a majority, I feel, is floor vote. The ayes win of recessing till...
Well, may I suggest, just in case it does... have a situation where you have to record the votes. There was one nay. Everybody else was aye. So everyone who was present voted aye except for one, and that was the collector. So if you do have to record it, that is of record now. So
okay.
I will look and see if it has to be recorded, but the person who takes the minutes can...
We'll resolve this issue.
Okay. All right.
Donna Neely, how did you vote?
Aye.
No, we can't do it on the 15th. Jimmy?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jeff? Chuck. Sorry.
Aye.
Rick?
Yes.
Danny?
Aye.
Sheila?
Nay.
Helen?
Aye.
Robert? Carol? Okay. The ayes have it for recess till December 14th at 1 p.m.
Are we adjourned, sir? Yes, we did.
Not adjourned, we're recessed.
Recessed.
That's fine.